Dave Cox, Guitars for Veterans. How are you?
Good morning, Greg. I'm great. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us here on the Last Post podcast radio show. It's a pleasure to have you on. Dave, look, we know what you're doing, and we'll let listeners know a bit more about that in just a moment. But just basically a bit of a background on you. What's your ADF service record and what happened there?
Okay, I'm one of those. I joined the Army at 15 as an apprentice, and I did a trade, and I served in the Australian Army for about 9 years doing my trade, which was in communications. Mm. So I was lucky. I wasn't deployed overseas, so I was Australian based most of the time. But I had a great time
exactly.
in the service. So
it
certainly gave me a basis for life as far as a trade, a technology based. Trade and also, a lot of man management and human, just human interface, how to work with other people in a team. So my time in the service was a great experience.
Yeah, wonderful stuff. And of course, that led you to an insight into the, well, let's say, I guess it's not too harsh a word to use, problems and issues associated with post-traumatic stress and a lot of other associated issues too with veterans. What inspired you to start up Guitars for Veterans, and when did it actually start? I suppose people would like to know.
Well, it started for me in 2017. I was actually in the US on some business, and I used to combine business with a couple of days doing songwriting courses with other people to get inspired. And I met the champion for Guitars for Veterans USA when I was on one of these courses, and he told me about what he was doing, and he once he learned of my background experience in the military and my love of music, and it just seemed a natural thing to bring this program to Australia. So I was inspired by a meeting, and then once I learned how they had helped thousands of veterans that they were struggling with in the USA, it just seemed we have the same issue here.
Yes, it's cross continents, it's across global, and of course, I guess a lot of people associated with serving in the forces, be it first responders in civilian life or those in the ADF and forces around the world, would experience that too. I guess it was a commendation for you then that you decided to move in this direction to actually enable your abilities to help others. What is it, Dave, do you think about music that cuts through?
Well, I think music has a way of entering into your thoughts pattern. It can change it. You know, a veteran once told me, once we taught him a guitar, that for the first time, it was like a new window had been opened in his mind.
How beautiful.
And when I thought about that, he was living in such a closed, claustrophobic sort of environment in his mind. Mm. And all of a sudden we'd opened a new window of fresh air for him. And he said, look, it started with a few minutes, and then it was 20 minutes, and then it was an hour. And all of a sudden I could see a new path out of this place that I was at. Mm. So, and this is not a unique experience. I mean, people do always feel wonderful when they hear some beautiful music they love, and it's even amplified when you actually play it yourself. You know, you hold a guitar, you play a chord, you feel it, the resonance, all of a sudden it transports you to another place, and that's therapy.
Yeah. Well, it's often said, isn't it, Dave, about music, I suppose if we use the example of dementia and things like that, there are people that may not remember much, but they will always remember music.
Oh, they'll remember precisely the words to a song of 50, 60 years ago, but they don't recognise their relatives. And it goes to show how music finds a new place in someone's being. It's a wonderful thing. So we're just using that beautiful thing of music and help others with PTSD.
Yeah, and a great statement, and obviously recognition of the power of music and in lyrics associated with music when in the healing process. What's the procedure, Dave? What do you offer, and how do vets go about, I guess, accessing this initiative, this great initiative, Guitars for Veterans, that you've started up here in Australia?
Okay, I guess, Guitars for Veterans Australia, we're a charity, a non-for-profit. We're an ACNC-recognised charity. And what we do is a veteran can apply, just go online to our website, which is www.g4va.org.au. That mm-hmm. will find us. Mm-hmm. And in there's an application form, and they just need to fill that out online, send it in, We'll just quickly review that. And next thing you know, we'll talk to them, and then we'll arrange a guitar for them, and then we'll arrange them into a class with to learn guitar and step them forward. It's a very simple thing.
How wonderful. The door to creativity being opened as easily as possible by your actions, and you're helping people to do this in the healing process. It's a wonderful thing, Dave. What you've had some albums out yourself.
Yeah, I'm a songwriter, and I've been writing quite a few songs over time. And I released an album about a year or two ago called Can't Waste a Day.
Mm.
And I guess it's the mantra that I tend to run to is, you know, we have today and maybe tomorrow, and that's the reality. So don't waste the minutes and don't waste the time and try and do something productive with it. So for me, it's creating music and enjoying music for myself and then sharing what I feel about it. So I guess one of those songwriters that just likes to write songs and get it out there and do it for, if it's a value to others, that's great. But I really do it to sort of make me feel a little better about life in general.
Well, you know what, I tell you what, Dave, you're only confirming what I've known now for 13 years, running the magazine and now the podcast series, is despite what a lot of mainstream media may direct at us with pessimism and negative stories, there is a great deal of natural intelligence out in the community that's waiting to latch on to such initiatives that you've provided. You've just stated that yourself. I guess there must be a well of creativity waiting out there for people.
Oh, everybody has it. And I mean, people say, oh, I'm too old to learn, or I'm too young. I said, no, we're teaching veterans in their 80s, mid-80s. They've never picked up a guitar before. Wow. And they're picking one up. We're teaching them. You're never too old. And, even veterans with arthritis, you know, will find a way to chord the guitar so it's just an open chord and they can play it. So that there's really no limitations. It's if you want to do it, we'll find a way. And for anybody out there, you know, there's no reason you can't sit down and, you know, and write a song, you know, write a poem and grab a bit of music and have a go, because, you know, music is for everybody and it's free.
How bloody lovely. That's fantastic. So I'll tell you what, I might be out to see you myself. No, who knows? I tell you what, Russell Morris, you've had a bit of a connection with Russell too. Tell us about that.
Well, we about 3 years ago, we released an album, a compilation, which was really to promote our program. And within that compilation, we had veterans, we had supporting artists, and just people that help our program. And they all gave us a song for free. And we included an album, and then we released it to actually fund our lesson. So every album we sell funds a lesson. The album went really well, and we decided let's go again, but let's really amp it up a little bit. So we asked Russell if he would be happy to do a song for us, and he did. And he did that beautiful song by the Wolf Brothers called Hey Brother. And Russell leads out the album with his wonderful version of this song. And I got to say, you know, Russell, after all these years, he still has such timber, feeling, emotion in his voice. He's a beautiful artist. He really is. So we're proud to have him on our album.
Yeah, no, well said too, Dave. He's, like yourself, a great Australian. And I know that we interviewed him for the magazine nearly maybe 9 years ago, but saw a photo of his father serving in the Second World War. And by golly, geez, his father looks a lot like Russell.
Oh yeah, he's truly a great Australian, and he gives, you know, and he gives in this way. So we're delighted to have Russell on the album. And on the album, there's nine other artists. Some are veterans, some are ambassadors. We've got the great Normie Rowe, who's given us another song. He gave us one for our first album, and he gave us one for his second album. And you can always rely on Normie to step up and support veterans. You know, he's probably a national hero. He won't want to hear that, but he does. He's an advocate for veterans, and we love him for it.
Yeah, no, well said, David. And most appropriate that we're interviewing now in the Last Post Radio Show podcast, because, of course, we have interviewed Normie and Russell as well. So it's good to have the trilogy now with you there too, mate. And how do people access the album?
Basically through Bandcamp. Mm-hmm. So they can just log on to Bandcamp and just look for Guitars for Veterans Australia, and you'll see our two albums there. And you'll see the first one, and then you'll see the second one with Russell Morris leading out with Hey Brother.
Okay, that's fantastic. Bandcamp and Access Veterans
Guitars for Veterans Australia.
Fantastic stuff. What's the end game, Dave? How do you see this with being Guitars for Veterans being in a couple of years or 5 years from now? Have you thrown the net that far ahead? Or
certainly. I think you've got to dare to dream when you sort of start something like this and see where it goes. But music is everlasting and it inspires people every day. It's like a rolling stone. It just gathers. So there's a lot of veterans that we've influenced and had involved with. We're now nearly 500. So out of those out there now, we're hoping to get some to start to write songs and get performing. And we just want to keep that going. We have what we call coffee and chords, which are jam sessions at some of the RSLs.
Mm-hmm.
So we sponsor that. So we try to bring the veterans that we've trained into the jam session, but we also open it up to all veterans that want to come along with a guitar and have a bit of a jam with a mate and a cup of coffee and share the joy of music. And it's about mateship and it's about getting together. So, we just want to keep growing it organically, how it sort of, it'll take shape in its own way, but we'll keep investing in the veterans and those that want to write songs. We want to sort of be a part of that too. So if there's veterans out there that are writing music, well, we'd be happy to sort of work with him in some way to try to get that to reality.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely fantastic. And as you mentioned before, this will has the potential at least to open windows for those involved. And I guess it's open windows for you too, Dave. Being a creative type, it would have been something that you discovered was good for you many years ago.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Since I was 15, I carried a guitar with me. It was my mate. So it was always with me during my service and then later on in my career in business and now in this. So the guitar is, always a few feet from me, and that's a great thing. And I keep writing the music. So the song on the album that I've written, it's called Freedom's Not Free.
Right.
And it's an opportunity to sort of tell a story, and this one's really about the dawn service, mm-hmm. how important it is in Australia, and how we should feel about that. So, music is a great way to express yourself and get a few stories out there and just enjoy life like that. So, music's a good thing. So for me, it's just supporting and growing the organisation. I've got a lot of great volunteers that come along and help me. And, it just keeps moving forward and veterans keep sort of applying, and they're from all services, Navy, Army, Air Force, women and men, all ages. So we're open for everybody.
Mm. Fantastic stuff. And I think Freedom's Not Free, is that the name of it?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, no, great, great message there too. And one that the magazine's been pushing for years. Of course, we do have an obligation to maintain that freedom that has been fought for over many years.
Oh, definitely. And I think the dawn service is a symbolic of that. I mean, it's, 20 minutes of your life once a year to come and just reflect for that time and think about the price paid by others for the freedom to do what we do. So we should never lose sight of that and enjoy the beautiful country we're in.
Yes, well, so succinctly and beautifully put. Well done, Dave. One more time, the website.
Yeah, the website is www.g4va.org.au.
Okay, you've got it, everyone out there. And get in tune with Dave and Guitars for Veterans Australia. What a wonderful thing you're doing, mate. And thank you so much for being on the Last Post Radio Show podcast series. It's our honour to have you here.
Thank you very much, Greg. Appreciate the chance to tell our story.
Okay, thank you once again, Dave. And thank you, everyone, for listening to the Last Post Radio Show podcast series. And we'll be back soon with more great guests.
You're listening to Greg T. Ross and the Last Post Radio Show.